In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice, O Virgin Mary. Thou alone hast destroyed all heresies in the entire world. This beautiful and mysterious antiphon, which we encounter in the office of the Blessed Virgin Mary in many of her feasts throughout the year, finds its supreme importance in the most glorious of all her feasts, which we celebrate tonight. That great and holy Pope, Blessed Pius IX, had this antiphon very much in mind at the time when he proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, and on the 10th anniversary of that proclamation, published his Syllabus of Errors. That holy pontiff had originally wished to have these two documents be published as one, for he wished the condemnation of the errors of the modern times to be given as a victory of our Blessed Lady. In the end, he chose to publish them separately, indeed 10 years apart. But in doing so, he had very much in mind this antiphon which he made his own prayer: Rejoice, O Virgin Mary, thou alone has destroyed all heresies in the entire world. In the triumph of Holy Mother Church over the heresies of antiquity, as she emerged from the catacombs, all the great Christological heresies, we find at that time as well the exaltation of Holy Mary. First, as ever virgin, and as Mother of God, Theotokos. And then, when at long last the Christological battles subsided, and the veneration of holy images was solemnly defended by the Magisterium of the Church, we find that in Church history that, all of a sudden, as it seems so to us, the Feast of the Assumption of Mary is then celebrated everywhere. Yes, already in the 6th or 7th century, we find this as a universal practice throughout the Christian world, East and West. Even the practice of celebrating this feast a full 8 days with an octave dates in our Holy Roman Church from the 9th century. But there can be no doubt that the practice of observing this feast goes back even further. And the earliest testimonies make it clear that this is a tradition which they received especially from St. John, but indeed from all the holy apostles who were eyewitnesses to this last and most glorious moment of Mary's life here on earth. Nevertheless, it was left to our times for the dogma of the Assumption to be proclaimed, which Venerable Pius XII did nearly 100 years after the proclamation of the Immaculate Conception. These two dogmatic proclamations in modern times may be taken also as a double refutation of the darkest errors which we encounter in our time. In the face of the vainglorious myth of the 19th century, the myth of evolution and universal progress, we are reminded that man is a fallen creature, that one human being alone was conceived without sin. It is true that the first woman was brought into this world from Adam's side without sin. But Adam and Eve fell from grace. Eve, the mother of all the living, took of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and so brought death into the world. Man is fallen, not entirely dead, but mortally wounded. This, Blessed Pius IX had very much in mind when he proclaimed that dogma, and in so doing also condemned the chiefest errors of his time. 100 years later, after the fulfillment of the prophecies of Fatima, after the two murderous world wars and two atomic bombs, bringing World War II to a close on the Feast of the Assumption, we found instead now the desperate myth of universal hopelessness. No more the thought of universal progress. No, man is indeed a wretched creature. Man is headed toward a quick death, along with his planet Earth, and along with the entire universe. The entire thing, in fact, is nothing more than a tale told by an idiot. In the face of this new and even darker myth, we have the reminder of the dogma of the Assumption, the reminder that man is fallen, but redeemed. And this redemption comes to us through a woman, the mother of all the living, the mother of all who live in Christ. It is she who gives us to eat of the tree of eternal life. For she received the fruit of eternal life, the divine word, in her womb. This fruit, which would then be placed once more in reparation for the sin of Eve, placed on the tree of the cross, the true tree of everlasting life. And so this mother of all who live by grace is exalted today above the highest heavens in fulfillment of the prophecy of St. John in the Apocalypse, which we find a part in today's introit. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen within the temple, and a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. In these dark times, both within and without the church, when those who dare to believe in the dogma of the Assumption, when all of us who hold to what has been believed always, everywhere, and by everyone, are terribly persecuted, we must place all our hope in the victory achieved by Mary today in being assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. We must rejoice with Mary, for it is true that she alone is the conqueror of all heresies in the world. For what are heresies, if not stolen fruits of this tree of knowledge? The brazen and arrogant attacks of human sophistry upon the truths revealed by eternal wisdom. The vain and ruinous quest to reconcile the law of God with the suggestions of the great deceiver. Rejoice, O Virgin Mary, thou alone, assumed into heaven, exalted above all the angels, hast destroyed all heresies in the entire world, brought us the first fruits of the redemption and eternal life. Amen.